This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Naughty Donnie.
Yeah.
Formerly known as Donnie Three Olives.
Chinese, kid.
Chew, this will be a hard one to find, but what about Denmark redeeming? Or what do you have something else?
I thought you meant this one.
Oh. What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
What about Denmark has redeemed itself? Is it possible to find Denmark has redeemed itself for this texter?
Denmark has redeemed itself.
What about I'm blonde and I'm smirt?
I don't know. Oh, that was a good one.
That's gonna be a tough one to find. It's going way back. Hello, David.
Hey, Gregory. Come on.
What's up, David?
There's too many tables.
Yeah, I know.
That Chinese one, I used to think for the longest time that was Danielle saying that.
What?
I used to think that was you for some reason because I never knew that it was Naughty Donnie.
Okay.
The whole thing.
All right. Yes.
But Greg, you got to help me out. What was the drop that you guys with the two mass holes? They discovered something in the water.
We just played it. What about all day, every day, chicken nuggets? Classic.
Very much so. Long time.
I believe that was also a
day shifter, yes.
If I'm correct.
All day, every day, chicken nugget. Mm-hmm.
What about the I'm not racist, my wife is Spanish guy? I don't know if that would still be in. We're doing the all request drop hour right now. And you have to understand that there are 5,000 drops that Mike Hsu has to go through if we're doing instant requests on these. But I don't know if the... And the other problem is that over the years, these drops have been labeled by various different people in various different manners. Any sign of that guy? Wife is Spanish guy?
No.
All right. This is Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hey, guys. What about that marine biologist?
Oh, all right. We can probably find I am a marine virologist from somewhere. We'll look for that. Hold on a second. This is Ed. Hello, Ed.
Morning again, everybody. Hey, what about that? Bro, what is that? We're going to be rich.
Well, that's those same guys. While you're looking, let me get Christy and give her some tickets. Hey, Christy.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great.
What's going on, Christy?
I'm just working. This is my third pair of tickets in 3 days that I've won from you guys. I am so excited.
Oh, that's fantastic. Wow. Good
I
for
know,
you.
Alice in Chains and Corn.
Oh,
Ghost
wow.
and now Slayer. Oh, my God. Thank you guys so much.
All right. Well, congratulations. And a reminder that we are giving away tickets every single hour, all day, up until 7. Any updates over there on anything, instant request-wise?
Got the racist one.
Okay, all right.
I'm not a racist, you know. My wife is Spanish, you know. Come on.
See, I was dumb. I was looking under racist.
Yeah.
But no, it wasn't labeled that way. It's a Spanish wife. Yeah.
Hello, John.
Hi.
What's up, John?
Hey, Hillman.
How are you?
First time, long time.
Thank you.
I've been listening since the Bob and Zip show to AAF,
God.
I got to tell you, you make my morning, all you guys, every morning.
John, how old are you?
I am 53.
53, okay. All right. What's up?
So I just want to say thanks for everything, guys. I'm really going to miss you. Going to miss your show. Going to tune into the new show.
Good.
And I got to hear one of my favorite drops with Do You Want to Get Some Beers, Kid?
Oh.
Oh.
Well, we could actually play the song.
Yeah.
Might be better if after Hill Mail Shoe we play the song.
Okay.
All right,
so we'll do that a little bit later on. This is Dan. Hello, Dan.
Hey, good morning, Greg. How you guys doing?
What's up, Dan?
The drop I wanted to hear was Spaz from the Rock for Change a couple of years ago when he was up on the lift.
Yes.
The 128.
Yes.
And he's whimpering in the background.
It could be any thing that he was doing where he's whimpering. I'd like to find LB sound asleep snoring during the show when he was up on the lift. That might be, we may be able to find that. What do you got?
I got this from Spaz.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's when Matt Frazier put him in touch with his father in the other world, and he started to cry. Let's see. What about? Oh, somebody wants a recent drop, and that would be Scott from Weymouth, giving us his insight into the Bruins and the Stanley Cup Finals. I mean, brilliant, brilliant insight. If you remember,
nailed
it from Scott from Weymouth. On the dogfight that was the Stanley Cup Finals this year for the Boston Bruins.
The Bruins are in a dogfight.
Let's see. What about, can we play the Sean Thornton water song? Yes, we could do that at some point. We'll do that after. We'll do a couple tunes after, a couple Looney Tunes after we play your Hill Mail voicemail messages back. This is Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hey, what's up, guys? LB, the Barry's kid.
What's up, Brian?
You guys talking about the shark video? I'm not sure if that's confusing the two with the it's a baby freaking whale, man.
Yeah, it was the same thing.
Oh, that's the same thing. Yeah. All right, I was confused. I'm like, I didn't know hear the shark pop before. I knew it was the baby whale thing, but
same thing. What about glow stick microwave?
Oh.
And the shirt.
Oh,
beautiful shirt.
And Father and the Son.
Yeah, Lord knows what that would be labeled as in there. But see if you can find that shoe. This you got that? Okay.
I think this is it.
All right, let's do that.
With a beautiful shirt on.
This is Ray. Hello, Ray.
Yeah. What about moose soup and everything?
Oh yeah, I mean, I think that was played yesterday. But of course, Shu actually was able to get Moose Soup Lady on the phone to do an interview after spending hours and hours every night talking to her on the phone
for an hour. She's a very interesting woman.
Yes.
Yeah. You guys come down here after. I got Moose Soup and everything.
Oh, Jenny McLean.
OMG.
Oh God! This is somebody wants the Freddie. I think it's a puffin drop. I don't know.
Nah.
Wait a minute. Yeah. She was saying that he believes that we have that. Holy cow! That goes way back. The puffin drop. This is Eric. Hello, Eric.
Hey guys. I got a couple of them. How about the sound effects for the anvil drop name dropping?
Oh God!
And
yes.
There ain't a stretch mark on me.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
What'd you find?
I got
puffin?
The puffin.
You, okay, go ahead.
Freddie, I think it's a puffin.
Freddie, I think it's a puffin.
Now I need to have puffin cereal for lunch.
Kino Lady.
Oh, yeah.
I think we have. Was that her name?
Yes.
Beth was the Kino Lady from Somerville. I believe.
Somerville.
I believe that she was from Somerville. Let's see here. What do you got? Shu, you got something over there?
Kino. I love my Kino.
Kino. I love my Kino. Hello, Max.
Hello? I'm going to miss, what's going on?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's former New England Patriot Max Lane. Max, thank you for calling. Thank you.
Good morning, guys, and hello, Dory.
Max, remember when you filled in for LB on the sports when he was in jail?
I did. Is he still in?
No, he's out. He's been out for quite some time.
Okay. I'm really going to miss you guys, and I just want to say I'm going to miss Shu. See what I did there? I'm going to miss Shu.
That's a good one, buddy.
All right, Jack.
One of the great moments when he was filling in and doing the sports, and then Kevin was imitating him.
Yes.
He was Max too.
Yes. Oh, Max too.
And then just he looked away and listened in the headphones. I couldn't tell which was which after a while.
Well,
awesome. Maxie's the best.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Yeah, you know, he is.
Kevin would do that a lot. I think one of the better examples of that would be Kevin doing Heston to Heston, the late Charlton Heston, unfortunately, but we had Charlton Heston on the show, and Kevin did his Heston to Heston.
I have to allow Kevin just a little bit of freedom here to...
why do we have to allow Kevin a
Well, he would like
it's
to...
It's my right as American! Would,
that's true. That's true.
He's been so...
that's the First Amendment. I forgot that.
Been so frustrated that you were coming on, and he is... I want to know who sounds more like you or he?
Okay, let's give it a try.
You've lobotomized him.
There's got to be more passion in it.
Passion! You really screwed the pooch on that one, Tasker.
That's not too bad.
Get your paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
That's very good. Very few people even know the right lines in that one.
Yeah. Won't you
you're
please?
Sticking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
And won't you
thing.
Please order the Living Bible?
Very good.
I think if you have a speech or something that you can't make, we'll send Kevin. What do you think about that?
I'm for that. Yeah.
What a great sport.
With regard to Max Lane, Texter is asking if we remember when he and LB participated in the charity boxing match.
Oh yeah.
And Max landed a punch, and then LB beat Max up, and Max was pissed off for like months. He was pissed at you because you literally took it seriously.
Told me I broke his nose.
Do you remember that?
He hit me with a left. I black. You know, you go blank, and then I snapped. Mm-hmm. I'm like, really? Okay, all right. I love Maxie. We've made up since.
Of course, absolutely. Let's see. All right, it's the All Request Drop Hour. Then we're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back. Hello, Mike.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
What's
First
up?
Time caller.
What's going on, Mike?
Not too bad. I just want to start off by saying, you know, LB, you're the berries. Shu, you're the greatest.
Thanks.
Danielle, you're such a compliment to the show. We would be lost without you.
Thank you.
And Greg, thanks for years of providing the best ear sauce to the people's earwaves.
Well, thank you. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate it.
I do have a request, though. Well, kind of two-parter, but one of them is more important to me than the other.
Yeah.
The not-so-important one is I'd love to hear some old Stiz Grimy raps if you still have them.
We don't, but...
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
I got finished in the studio movie.
And number two, I would... if not today, because it might take some work, but if we could get a montage of just 10 minutes of solid LB drops.
Well, what we could do is go back over the LB's greatest moments of the week segment for the last 6 months, and we could do some of the best of those, perhaps. Maybe we'll do those on Friday. And as I mentioned, Kevin Barbary will be in here tomorrow all morning.
Cool.
And we'll play as much of Kevin's stuff as we can play in one morning tomorrow. This is Gina. Hello, Gina.
Hey, Greg. How are you?
What's up, Gina?
Hey, so remember when Faz went to PAX and interviewed Jiggle McJiggles? I would love to hear some sort of like snippet from him.
Yes, that's the that's where the IRL in real life drop comes from, I believe. Which I think we certainly have available. Was that PAX East? Is that what that is?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's where he ran into that professional or amateur gamer.
Is this, you know, IRL?
all right. It is 8:13, and it is time to get to your Hill Mail voicemail messages.
And now, it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Good morning, everybody. So all this time, Greg, it wasn't static. It was a signal disadvantage.
On WAAF.
All right. Today's Hill Mail voicemail messages are brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. Find out today about how you can save 10% on a brand new metal roof with the Beat the Heat Summer Program from East Coast Metal Roofing. All you have to do is visit eastcoastmetalroofing.com. That's eastcoastmetalroofing.com. And here are today's Hill Mail voicemail messages as left by you for us over the previous 24 hours.
Tuesday, 9:10 a.m.
Hello, Greg. How are you? Ben here, Ben Cumberbatch. Mrs. Shue and I have been talking. I guess you call the new show Cuckold Crunk and Absentee Daddy Drunk, right? Oh, Crunk, get it? You all cuckold. Oh, my, I slay me. Anyhow, I surely will miss you all as a team. My God, I miss your show already.
End of message.
For those who don't know, Mike Shue's wife is obsessed with making sweet love to Benedict Cumberbatch.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe Mike has said that is that's okay.
She's obsessed.
I believe
it's her past, right?
Sure.
Yeah,
that's her past.
Yeah,
you've given her permission.
Yeah.
Right.
Tuesday, 2:49 p.m.
Yeah, hey, Greg, I got to tell you one good thing about you guys splitting up the team over there. We ain't going to have to hear LB saying tilt. Oh, my God, that'll be a hell of a tilt. Oh, God, LB, I love you. You're the berries. But the word tilt makes me insane. I'm going to miss you guys.
End of message.
Will LB be doing a sports report on the new afternoon show, Mike and the Cinder Block?
I would hope so.
Okay.
And it'll be the same quality sports you've gotten here.
You should have a show logo, which is like you,
mm-hmm,
shadow box, and then you have like a rope around your leg, mm-hmm, and then they have the Cinder Block.
Right.
Just kind of
gasping
hanging
for air.
Right. You're gasping for air.
Yes.
Yeah. So
whatever Mike Shue wants. I'll do whatever she wants. She's the professional in all this.
Oh, you're under his direction.
Yeah. Of course.
For the new program.
Of course.
Okay. The new afternoon show. All right.
Tuesday, 7:09 p.m.
Hi, Greg. Big fans. Amy and Andy, looking forward to the new show, and thanks for all the great memories. We happen to have come into possession with the 911 call that you made when you tripped over the doggy gate and broke your leg. Here it is. Ring, ring, ring. 911, what's your emergency?
Hello, this is Greg Hill, radio personality, restaurateur, and philanthropist. I've fallen, and I can't get up.
End of message.
I mean, making light of a near fatal accident. I don't know if that's I guess enough time has passed, but.
Well then I shouldn't pile on with this. I'm sad that we never got the surveillance video from your unfortunate winter slip and fall on the ramp where your glasses went flying off your head at your office building in Maynard.
Do you remember that?
Wow, that could have been worse though, kid. Yeah.
That was, I think I literally got a concussion from that because I had my who wears meeting shoes in the middle of winter?
Jackass.
And who doesn't salt and sand a wooden ramp?
I mean, really.
I mean, that could have gone. You ever have an accident and you think, like, do you ever, like, accidentally, like, or not accidentally, but ever nearly fall down the stairs and then think to yourself, like, you're in socks or something and then your foot, like,
slides on the edge of the step.
Slides and you think to yourself, my God, I could have died.
Yeah. Your life flashes before your
eyes. Nobody around. Could have been horrible.
Tuesday, 8:55 p.m.
I don't know if this is a good thing, but after listening to all these clips and remembrances, I'm beginning to think that Baz is the most memorable part of your show.
End of message.
A texter missed Spaz when he was in here on Monday, and they're asking if he was going to be here for the final days. He was here on Monday. I'm sure he's available to come back on Friday.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He's probably outside now.
He probably is. He's probably outside right now.
5:54 a.m.
Well, I figured out who Danielle's FWB is. That would be Ernie Bach, Friends with Billions.
End of
Don't you think I'd have better attire or vehicles if that were the case? Get on board.
6:23 a.m.
Said Greg Hill. What the hell is he doing? He's a one-term talk show host. That's for damn sure.
End of message.
Oh, according to some, I'm making the biggest mistake of my career. That's what I'm doing.
Well, the radio, the amateur radio analysts are telling you it's the worst possible thing you could do.
Right. The radio experts on the social medias say I've made a horrible mistake. And we'll see what happens, I guess.
6:41 a.m.
Hey, I just want you to know that I love you and I miss you.
End of message.
Is love you and I miss you drop available? That's going quite some time back. That was the voicemail message, the lengthy voicemail message that the poor woman who had been dumped had left for her guy. A texter, we addressed this earlier, but a texter wants to know why I wouldn't hire Spaz back for the new show. And as I said earlier, it's... the question, the answer that I would give to that question is, why buy the milk when you can get the milk for free? Spaz will do anything we want. Anything we want.
6:44 a.m.
Now introducing the all brand new Lucid Shoe Show. You're welcome.
End of message.
Yeah, for sure. Guy's a complete pro.
Well, yeah, Shoe will be lucid, but will it be lucid Lindy in the afternoon?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Nope.
I mean, I feel like the good thing is that you can have a little bite to eat, a little afternoon, little lunch over at Buff's.
Yeah, I'll fly in here about one, put a couple hours of prep in with the Shoe dog.
A couple hours.
Find out what he's thinking, where his head's at.
Well,
where we're gonna go.
Why don't you have you guys can have a pre-show meeting at Buff's, your regular spot over there in Newton Corner. No Shoe?
Well, we'll never leave.
Oh, my God.
We'll never leave.
That and we'd both be 300 pounds in a year.
Well, that won't take that long to get to 300 for me.
All right. Champer Damper, do we have the Champer Damper drop? I guess the all request drop hour is going to continue, I guess. We do have Champer Damper.
Who's the best cat in the United States? It's you, Champer Damper. It's you.
Let's see. Some of these drops I don't even remember that are coming in on the request line. This is Jamie. Hello, Jamie.
Hey guys, how you doing?
What's going on?
long time listener, so I just wanted to say how awesome you guys were. I've been listening since like 1990. I had to drive an hour to high school, so I used to listen to you guys when I was in high school. I don't know if you guys remember, I'm hearing all the people saying, you know, all these things are like from the last decade. I wanted to go all the way back. I actually used to win the Workplace of the Week thing, and when you guys used to sing that song, My Boss is a Jerk, of course.
Oh, yes.
Looks like the back of a horse.
Yep.
Old time stuff, guys. Good luck with everything. Thanks a lot, man.
All right. Thank you. Cannot thank you enough. Anybody who's ever listened to this show, I cannot thank you enough. Hello, Paul.
Hey guys. Sorry to keep calling this week, but so walk for change. So who's taking that over? Is Shoe and Linda taking that over or what?
Well, I think they would decide here at the radio station if they want to do the Rock for Change, and I'm sure that they're going to do some kind of a philanthropical fundraising effort, because the radio station has done that nearly for the entire time that I've worked here. So
okay, and would you be open for making a cameo at that point if they still do it?
What's the question?
Would you be open to making a cameo, you and Danielle, if they still have such an event?
Of course, I'm two floors below. I'll do whatever anybody wants.
He's gonna take the elevator.
I don't.
I love our listeners. When changes happen, they become instant station programmers. Okay, well, so
that's what you should do.
I get it. People love the...
Here's what I'm thinking.
Well, people love the radio station, LB. They've been very passionate about this place.
I get it. I don't take it for granted. Yeah. I mean, They made my life.
Yeah.
But I just get a kick out of it. I'm going to stop by his work. And during the coffee break, I'm going to say, guys, so listen, here's what I'm thinking on poker nights. Instead of taking home the winnings, we're going to donate it to the Children's Fund.
This is Tim. Hello, Tim.
Guy from earlier stole one of my questions, but I had a content replay request.
Yes.
When you had the big show in the studio, is there any chance you could get to the question about the Raw after WrestleMania?
That would be a long time ago. Very hard, specifically for that. I do want to play the beer song, the Beer's Kid song, which I believe Reverend Rob put together, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that was from Mass Hole Theater.
Yes, it was.
I believe.
Yes.
So let's take a listen to that.
Do you want to get some beers, kid? Come on, let's get a buzz. I know it's only Monday, though. That's just for you. I still don't have a job. We used to be drinking buddies. Now we're not. I wish you'd tell me why. Do you want to get some beers, kid? It doesn't have to be a beer, kid. Okay, fine. Do you wanna get some beers, kid? And ride around the friggin' blocks? My rent is wicked overdue. I started selling 2 my tickets to the Sox. Do you wanna get some roadies? Or maybe not. Ever since you married that broad, Sully, please, I know you're in there. The crew is asking where he's been. When we brawl with the Cambridge kids, it's hard to win, cause we're outnumbered 9 to 10. Stop being such a fairy, come out and drink. Leave your worries behind. Do you wanna get some beers, kid? It doesn't have to be a beer, kid. Okay, fine.
I get so emotional when I hear that.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
What an amazing effort.
Yes.
That was the great Josh Dolan's. I think they're married now, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, his wife. They are.
Hello, Holly.
Hi, how are you?
What's up, Holly?
So I actually texted in yesterday, but my schedule's crazy and I didn't get to see if you had answered it. I know you've been covering the Smiley Face Killer, and you've got quite a few people captivated by that.
Yes.
And I didn't know if you would be continuing that.
Of course. I will not rest.
Okay, awesome.
I will not rest until the Smiley Face Killer or killers has been apprehended by the Boston Police Department. Never. I will never rest.
And the other question I had was, are you going to continue to do Stowe 5-0? Because I think it's a really endearing segment, and it's hilarious, honestly. Like, I love it. I live in Leominster, so I'm not too far away, and it's just like all the little tiny towns that surround it always have these crazy stories. Like, I remember my grandmother lived in Athol, and they had this little newspaper that they had for the town, and this woman had a black bear wander across her lawn and was playing with ornaments, like lawn ornaments.
Yeah, yeah.
And the title was Bear Plays with Blue Balls. And it was
I mean, there might be like room for a Stowe 5-0 once a month or something, or I don't know.
Every time a body is found in the Charles, this is what Greg sounds like in the forums. Here's my theory about why they're not investigating this.
All right. Well, we are reliving some of the content over the last 28 years, and we will continue. A reminder that I have another pair of tickets to give away as part of the summer tour 2019. Those are tickets to go see Ghost. So I'll give those away soon. And right after 9, we're going to play another live in studio performance from the 28 year history of the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I love you, and I miss you.
We can find them. It just takes a while to find all of them.
That one was not even labeled anything close to what it should have been labeled, nor were other things I was looking for. So
takes a while to find them.
Need a drop translator. A drop titling translator.
A spaz translator.
Yeah. It's rare content replays all week. By request, whatever you want. Think back, and if there's a moment or two that you enjoyed, then we're happy to track it down and play it before the end of this program, which will be 10 a.m. on Friday morning. And that will be almost 29 years of this show on this station. No other station. One station, almost 29 years. Here's a 781 text that says, Greg, to put this in context, you should relate how old celebrities are, how old they were when you started. What does that mean?
When you went on the air for the first time?
Oh.
How old some people were at time?
Yes. You're going to have to, Danielle, you would have to do the math because I'm not good at the math.
Okay.
But pick somebody that everybody knows.
Right, Tom Brady.
Bestie.
Easy. Yes, bestie. This makes it actually more uncomfortable. When you went on the air for the first time on WAAF, Bestie was a ripe old 13 years of age.
13 years old, 13. But throwing an absolute frozen rope, LB.
Actually, never.
At 13.
He's never been known to throw a frozen rope until he became a Patriot.
At 13 years old. All right.
Who else? Okay. Celtics head coach Brad Stevens would have been 14.
Oh, 14. Yeah. 14. Right. He was 14 years old.
Prodigy.
Brad Stevens.
Might as well go with Bob Kraft.
Yes.
That would be another one.
Yes.
Mr. Kraft, your second dad, was 50 when you started on this show.
Oh, A spry 50 years old. Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're happy to have the Hillman down at Patriot Place. You've been with us since the beginning.
Here's a 978 text that says, Greg, you should do a list of how many celebrities you have had on the show who are now dead.
Specifically you killed.
Yeah. It would be easier to list the ones that are still alive that he hasn't touched.
Let's see. This is Andy. Good morning, Andy.
Guys, good morning. How you doing?
What's up, Andy?
I've been a long-time listener. I've been listening since Jesus Ordell Creighton and Mrs. Creighton were going at it in the Covington Creek, 1985. I had a drop that I don't think you played yet that you did one night when you were slightly overserved when you were going to be there at 5 a.m.
Yes. That's from the Walk for Change years ago. We can play that.
I will be there at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Best thing to do in a situation like that, get right off the phone.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? It's like if you're calling to tell your beloved that you're going to be late, it's a quick, you know, hey, I'll be there later. Goodbye. I'll be there later.
I will be there at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. Goodbye.
Simple, stupid.
Let's see. Here's a text, 781 text. It says, Carly Joe, the bikini barista, was not even born yet when you began your show.
Yeah. Is that true?
Is she not even 28 years old?
No, not even close.
Okay. I think Friday this week is like the third anniversary of her stand or something like that. She tweeted about it yesterday, and the only reason I noticed because her ass was right in my face as soon as I pulled up Twitter.
Is Carly Joe going to be coming with us to the new station? I hope so.
I hope so because it's far from Seattle. Oh my God, that girl Danielle is so mean.
This is Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Thank you
so much for everything in the past 28 years.
Thank you.
There's an old saying, the old saying is, as we sail the merchant marines, Some will go, some must go, and some will stay behind. And you guys did a great job. Don't ever forget what you did. You left an indelible mark on the whole New England region. And just remember that.
Oh.
And thank you for everything. And the other thing is, Greg, that battle you had with a cook. I'm a cook, baby.
Oh,
yeah.
Asked
him what his profession was. That was classic. I'd love to hear that whole conversation you had with him. Yeah. You guys were going head-to-head. And then you ask him what he did for a living. I'm a cook, baby.
I'm a cook, baby.
I believe I'm a cook baby may have died on one of the old instant replay machines that Anthony Parziali failed to back up.
Really?
I could be wrong, but I think that's, he can text me and confirm because I'm sure he's listening.
Here's a good question. How old would Tom Petty have been if the karaoke event never happened? Let's see.
You would have been 38 when you started.
Here's a text asking, how old were you when you started the show? Well, I suck at math, but...
32?
No.
22, sorry.
How old?
22?
No. 52 minus 28 is...
Okay.
Or it'd be 53 minus 29, 52 minus 28. Are you doing the math right there?
No, 23.
Okay.
I'm trying to do five things at once over here.
Okay. I'll do it on my calculator. 52 minus 28 is 24. I was 24 years old when I started this show. This is Christian. Hello, Christian.
Good morning.
What's up?
I've been listening since the early 90s, and I'm hoping on Friday we can kick off the weekend in proper fashion with the slam dunking, loose and lusty, feeling fine and totally naked party to your puke on tame weekend.
We might be able to do that. We might be able to do that on Friday. See if we can. All right. We're giving away tickets all week, every day, every weekday, with bonus chances on the weekend. It's the WAAF Summer Tour 2019. And this hour, I have tickets to give away to go see Ghost. So you should be the seventh caller right now at 617-764-9223. That's 617-764-9223. And you will see Ghost in concert, courtesy of WAAF and Live Nation and Mass Concerts. The WAAF Summer Tour 2019 is powered by Solar Wolf Energy. For more information, check out solarwolfenergy.com. And you'll have the chance to win tickets during the 9 o'clock hour, 10 o'clock hour, and throughout the whole entire rest of the day here at WAAF. Today's weather. It is going to get up to 88, partly sunny, maybe some showers around this afternoon because of the humidity. And then you can look forward to the temperature in the upper 90s, maybe 100 on Saturday and Sunday.
Yes, I'll be inside.
Your favorite scenario, Danielle.
Mm-hmm. Hydrate, people.
Yes.
Hydrate.
Check on your neighbors. Bring them some fruit juice.
Yes, yes. You were telling me this morning that there is... an artist, a singer in the news today because of what she did to her body to try to combat seasonal disorder. There's a lot of people listening who probably feel like they suffer from seasonal disorder. I think you use that as an excuse for your crabbiness all the time.
Yes, seasonal affective disorder.
And so that's like when the time changes and it gets to be winter, people get really depressed, right?
Yeah, lack of light.
Okay, the lack of light does that.
Usually the issue. So this Canadian singer, Grimes.
Grimes?
Yeah, I think she's kind of like a poppy type singer.
Any relation to Stiz Grimes?
Not that I know of.
All right, Grimes. Yeah.
Now, she put up an Instagram post. She's going to be doing a campaign with Adidas by Stella McCartney. So she talks about what her training regimen is. And she mentions this thing where she had a portion of her eye removed. So she said, I've eliminated all blue light from my vision. You know how a lot of people are wearing those, like the blue light blocking glasses for the computers and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Not the blue blockers that Shoe's girlfriends used to wear.
Nice.
She said, well, come on, that was a natural transition. Through an experimental surgery that removes the top film of my eyeball, irrational fear, and replaces it with an orange ultraflex polymer that my friend and I made in the lab this past winter, I am able to cure my seasonal depression.
Hmm. Was that an Elon Musk idea?
Sounds like it.
Right, would you do right. that? I even get nervous about screwing with eyeballs and other important body parts.
Well, it sounds like some form of LASIK, which I've had, which has been very successful for me anyway.
Yeah.
But I don't know. She's implanting a lens. Is that that's taking all the blue light out?
Yeah. No. Oof. Yeah. Well. Yeah. Basically. Well, not even implanting a lens. She's replacing the top layer of her eyeball.
Ugh. Well, if it gets rid of her depression, why not?
Why not?
Is LASIK why your eyes are always bloodshot? Or
yeah,
is that,
that's it.
That's
right.
What I was. That's what I was figuring.
That's exactly why. Right. It's not the chocolope.
Let me give away these tickets here. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Dan?
Hey, Greg. I wanted to say goodbye to you guys, and again, wanted to say thanks for the tickets. Believe it or not, this is the third set of tickets I've won in the last week and a half here.
Wow. Somebody else said that earlier.
Every hour.
Oh, say, yeah, they're every hour. Day. That's really good.
Good chance, yeah.
Yeah, really? I got it on speed dial on my truck here. I just hit the button and, usually win, so.
Yeah. All right, well, you're going to go see Ghost, and I thank you very much for listening to the show, Dan, and I hope you'll listen to us in the morning and Shu and the Cinder Block in the afternoon, starting at the end of this month. All right.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. More tickets next hour. By the way, she is Elon Musk's girlfriend.
Yeah, that's why I asked. Right. Like, or her and Elon Musk smoking the good stuff and going,
probably.
You can remove part of your eye and the aliens will give me technology.
What if the aliens did give him the technology?
I think he is an alien.
Must be an interesting scenario to be dating Elon Musk.
You think?
Probably a lot of post-work banter about what he wants to do. I can't believe the guy. Do you think he sleeps? He's probably somebody who doesn't sleep.
No, I bet he's like one of those 2 hour guys.
He's like a 2 or 3 hour a night.
And he's
person.
Totally refreshed.
Yeah.
Comes up with all. He's like in the short time that I dreamt, I came up with 16 new ideas for technology and time travel.
Yeah.
And she's in a no pressure situation. She walks away. He just throws her $1 billion.
All right, we got to get to some news, and then coming up after 9. A live performance that occurred sometime over the last 28 years on this show. Texter is also hoping that we would be able to replay some of the best of Joe Castiglione, Name That Tune from the Baseball Tavern.
Okay.
We might be able to do that.
Yeah.
We'll probably do that sometime during the 9 o'clock hour.
Yeah, we got a lot of that.
Joe's top 10 Name That Tune segments, maybe.
Man's got the skills to pay the bills, man. You know, he's spitting the rhymes.
Right.
Well, he sounds more dejected than normal. I was listening to the game the other night, he sounds so dejected. I mean, I feel bad for the guy.
Yeah.
All right, news this hour is brought to you by
Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Brought to you also by Midstate Auto Group. They thank their great customers every day. If you're a listener, head down to Midstate, let them know we sent you, and you'll get a shout out on the air. That's what makes Midstate the best, most fun place to buy a car.
Real quick, I don't know the answer to this, but a 508 texter wants to know if there is a game plan in 90 days when Shu snaps and strangles LB.
First of all, I can't fit my hands around his neck.
Is there any game plan for that?
I don't understand the negativity. I'm very excited. Uh-huh. You know, I've always, I've always respected and looked up to Mike Shu.
Yes.
He's always been a friend.
Yes. Well, I think the question
We've
is the other way.
Mates.
Nobody's concerned about you strangling him. I think the texter's concerned about things being the other way around. Yes.
I've punched LB in the face before, and he didn't respond. I hurt one of my knuckles, so strangling him might be equally as difficult.
Not going to happen.
I did ride him like a donkey once.
Yes, you did.
There's a high-ranking Iowa government official who's been forced to resign because of his Tupac addiction.
Really?
Oh. Yes. He was the Department of Human Services director. He's reportedly asked to step down the day after he sent an agency-wide email to all 4,300 employees in honor of Tupac's birthday.
Huh.
He would host Tupac Fridays, where he would play the rapper's music in the office. He also brought Shakur-themed cookies to the office to celebrate his 65th birthday.
Wait, the guy's 65?
65.
What the...
The cookies said Thug Life on them.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
Why does he have to resign for that? I don't understand what's wrong with that.
The governor felt it wasn't appropriate for him to send an agency wide. You know, it's like the reply all that you get at work. You're never supposed to do the reply all.
Yeah.
So he basically did that and sent it out to everybody. So they've since asked him to step down.
Oh, it doesn't seem fair.
Mm-hmm.
Just the one time? How about just saying, hey, buddy, we know you love Tupac. Just don't do that anymore.
Yep.
You know, listen in your car out in the parking lot.
Right, exactly. A Texas family is trying to find the topless woman that photobombed them recently.
Really?
Yep.
Was it a family vacation photo?
Well, Monica Davila is from Cypress, Texas, and her husband's grandmother just passed away recently. So they went to a local state park to kind of take a trip there in her honor and get the whole family together, do pictures, memories, etc. Mm-hmm. So they all posed for a photo to commemorate the visit, and this woman sneaks in the background and flashes her boobs. Now, Monica didn't realize this until later on when she started going through the photos, and she was like, what the hell is this?
Mm-hmm.
So she's really upset. Now she's trying to spread the photo so that they can identify the woman, and she wants the woman turned over to the police. Here is the victim, Monica.
We're trying to recreate memories, and having some chick's boob isn't allowing us to do that. There it is, just fully exposed, boob, nipple, everything.
I can't.
You can laugh at that. That's funny.
Sorry.
I get it. The photo op was ruined.
Right. It was.
There were probably kids.
Kids didn't know she was there.
Right.
So it doesn't matter.
That's true. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, not for nothing. You know, did they travel halfway around the country to take the picture or just to go retake the picture?
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
By the way, the original topless photo bomb was George Costanza in front of his boss at the beach.
Kruger. LB, important question.
Yes.
978 texter wants to know how you're going to get the Wilster to karate if you're working in the afternoon.
I love how you pretend that I don't take my son to karate.
Well, how are you going to do that?
Annie will take him.
Okay. All right.
She couldn't have taken him before when you didn't show up.
Well, wait, am I not allowed to interact with my son?
No, that's not
that. Would you leave a note for Chloe in the morning saying, hey, how's it going? Have a nice day. And then,
I have been because I haven't been there. I've been at work.
Oh, God.
Here.
Oh, boy.
I mean, you know.
Okay. All right.
Maybe that could be a thing you could do. You could give a traffic report in the afternoon, LB, while you are driving the Wilster to karate.
And I'm sorry, Danielle, that you're not super famous, but I know you're believing it's coming with the new morning show on EEI.
Yeah, bud.
Yeah, and I've been listening to the people talk around the building, how you've been running around, acting like the vice president of the vice president.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Telling people what you need, and this is what we're going to do, and here's how it's going to go down. And
yeah, that's
I need everybody, we need to get together,
Yeah, that's called prepping for a show, Lyndon. I know it's not your strong suit. But.
All right.
My son's awesome at karate.
Absolutely.
I'm sure.
And my wife can pick him up.
So after today, 2 days left of this show, and tomorrow morning, Kevin Barbary will be in the studio with us all morning. And Kevin was a huge part of the success of the show over the last 28 years, and will be here tomorrow, and we'll play a ton of his stuff. So that'll be on tomorrow's show. When we come back, a live performance that occurred on this show sometime over the last 28 years.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.